And it'll say Trinity Valley basketball underneath their own hoop. Clock is stopped with 47.8 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And three-pointer missed. And now Richardson with the basketball. Bucks got a chance to play for the last shot here. Janisha Neal gets it cross court. Over to Jackson. Jackson puts up the jumper up and in for two. Jasmine Jackson with her first points of the game. And it's 16-11 Buccaneers. And now 20 seconds left on the clock. Winner Jones looks like she's getting about ready to check back in. Might have to do it in the next quarter. Driving the lane, and shot is up and missed. Tipped up and no go. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. The Flint Buccaneers lead the Trinity Valley Cardinals 16-11. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And we are back here as the Blinn Buccaneers leading Trinity Valley 16-11. We start the second quarter of action. And it's Janisha Neal with the basketball for the Buccaneers. Gives it up to Winter Jones. Jones top of the key. Gives it to Jasmine Jackson. And over to Tiana Mathis. Back to Janisha Neal. Over to Jones. And looks like Richardson's the other one still in there for the Bucs. And pass out. Bucs have got 4 seconds left. Puts up the shot, misses. And gets her own rebound, and we're going to get a jump ball underneath. And so it'll be Trinity Valley basketball. Cardinals bringing up the court inside the Mwamba, being guarded by Mathis. And puts up the shot, misses. And the rebound by Richardson. Richardson gets it up ahead to Neal. Neal to Mathis. And out to Jackson. Jackson goes baseline, puts up a shot, misses. And a rebound there by April Edwards. Edwards had the fast break and now decided to pull up. And now she gets it back, shoots a three, air ball. And a rebound by the Buccaneers. Richardson up ahead to Neal. And Neal drives the lane. And floater up and in for two. And Jodisha Neal with 5 points in the game now. And Council brings it up for Trinity Valley. Hands the ball off to Kennedy Davis. Davis going to drive, turnaround jumper, up and in for two. Nice shot there by Davis. And that'll give her 4 points in the game. And it's 18-13 with 8:10 left to play here in quarter number two. Buccaneers with a 5-point lead. Jones over to Jackson. Jackson put up the shot and had it blocked. And now back the other way. Here comes Johnson back over to Davis. Davis tried to pass the ball off to Malama. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be Buccaneer basketball. Chelsea Singleton coming back into the game. And Bucks bring the ball up the court. Mathis over to Jones. And back to Neal over Singleton for three. Misses. Mathis gets the rebound. Saves it. Nice catch on that end by Singleton. And Jones thought about a three. Now going to give it up to Neal. And inside to Singleton. Singleton dribbles out. Lays it up and in for two. And Chelsea Singleton with 4 points now. That was a heck of an athletic beat there just to get out of the way there and get that one up and in. And it's 20-13 Buccaneers. And driving the lane goes Edwards. Passed the ball off. Malama drives. And foul called. Let's see who's against. And Diana Mathis with her first foul. And Lydia Mwamba to the free throw line. And this is the first free throw. Mwamba, 5'11 sophomore, coming to Trinity Valley via the Congo. And she hits the shot. Yeah. Gives her 4 points, and it's 20-14. Bucks with a 6-point lead. Jonisha Neal over to Tyana Mathis. Mathis back to Neal. Neal thought about a three, pulls it down, and now gives it over to Jackson. Jackson puts it up on the free throw line, misses, and a rebound by the Cardinals. Back the other way, Edwards thought about three, now going to come inside a little bit, puts up a shot, misses, and Winter Jones comes away with a rebound. Jones back the other way, and over to Neal. Neal puts up a shot, misses, and rebound taken by the Cardinals. And Edwards lucky there, she managed to hit that one off the foot of Jackson. Now Kincaid and Walt will come back in, and Jones and Jackson will take a breather. They have a three-pointer attempt, and hitting that is a number by number three we don't have on the roster. Singleton drive and puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Mathis. And Singleton this time going to fire up a three, misses. And ball knocked away in the hands of Kincaid. Now Walton coming back the other way. And Singleton puts it up, misses. Got fouled on the play. Somebody elbowed her in the head. No call. Yeah, at the top of the key is Kennedy Johnson. One inside of this mysterious number three that we don't have, and an offensive foul. And we got a media timeout. Is that Alani Jenkins? Okay. And so with that, we will take a timeout on the court. Glenn leading at 20-17. Back at your 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader. Striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
All right, back we go here, and it is Blunt Buccaneers leading the Trinity Valley Cardinals 20-17. We got 4:40 left to play here in quarter number two, and Elizabeth Walton fires up a three and just misses, and we're going to get a foul called against the Bucks. That's on Janisha Neal, her second. And it'll be Trinity Valley basketball. But the number three on Trinity Valley, we were wondering about that, is Amani Jenkins is her name. And naturally, as soon as I find out, then they've already taken her out of the game. Nevertheless, at least if she comes back in, now we know who she is. And so Trinity Valley bring the ball up the court, and they're going to say that Singleton pushed her out of bounds. And for Chelsea, that'll be her second foul. 4:15 left to play. Bucks still with a 20-17 lead. Trinity Valley inbounds pass over to Johnson. Johnson over to Edwards. Edwards to Mwamba. Mwamba driving. Puts up the shot, misses. Loose ball and rebound goes to Singleton. Singleton up the court, gives to Walton. And Walton over to Janiyah Thomas, who's back in the game now. And jump shot there by Kincaid. She misses. And Trinity Valley the other way. Loose ball, and it's going to be out of bounds on the Cardinals. It'll be Buccaneer basketball. Speaking of which, I want to let you know you're listening to AM 1280 KWHI in Brenham. Of course, K269GU 101.7 FM, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown with you on this Saturday afternoon from the Cruzy Center as the Blunt Buccaneers in a Region 14 conference matchup with the Trinity Valley Cardinals. And Edwards on the other end putting up the shot, and I think they're going to get Walton for the foul this time. That is the foul on Walton. And so that will send Edwards to the free throw line. And April Edwards, she is a 5'9 freshman for the Cardinals out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And it's the first one. Mason Bowles, and that turns into a one-point game, 20-19. Bucks have been outscored 8-4 here in the second quarter. Done struggling this quarter to get some offense going, to give it over to Walton. Back to Singleton. Singleton drives and did lose the ball out of bounds. Walton tried to save it but was unable to. And so it'll be Trinity Valley basketball. And Cardinals bring the ball up the court. This is Kennedy Davis. The referee called her a foul. Nobody touched her. She just tripped over her own feet. That's going to be foul number three on Janiyah Thomas. That was not a good call there. And so that'll put Davis on the line with a chance to tie it if she can hit this. And she does. That'll be 5 points for Davis. And hits them both. And the Cardinals are taking the lead down 21-20 with 2:55 left to play here in the first half. And Neal over to Walton. Walton trying to go and balls, loose ball on the floor. Walton comes up with it and tries to drive, and they're going to say she stepped on the line. And so looks like Mathis is going to come back in, and Kincaid will come out. Bucks just need to find some offense somewhere. And Jenkins back in. Jenkins going to fire up a three. Misses. And we're going to get an offensive foul call on Mwamba. She went over the back. That'll be her first. And so the Bucks will get the basketball now. We have 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. And timeout referee saying something to Walton and saying something to Walton. Apparently things getting a little heated down there. And Neal over to Singleton. Singleton trying to go inside as the ball stolen away. Back the other way, and Jenkins puts up a shot and misses. It's off one of the Trinity Valley players, goes out of bounds. It'll be Buccaneer basketball. Clock stopped at 2:01 left to play here in the second quarter. Cardinals leading the Bucs 21-20. And I go over to Walton. Walton thought about a three, now held up. And then working around, and Jonisha Neal with a three misses. And rebound by the Cardinals. Kennedy Davis bringing the ball up the court. Got a minute and 40 left to play here in the quarter. Winner Jones getting set to come back in. And Jenkins bumps Walton. And inside, the last player wide open, and that is Brianna Baxter up and in for two. And it's 23-20. And over to Singleton. Come up on the ball stolen away again by the Cardinals. And they missed the shot, and they called for a foul anyway. And that's going to be on Walton. That'll be her second. And Jones and Richardson and Jackson going to come back in. And free throw misses. And that is Kiara Sandlin at the line. Sandlin, a sophomore out of Converse, Texas. And it's the second one. That'll make it 24-20. 1 minute, 3 seconds left to go here in the first half. Bucks trailing by four. Need to get some offense going here. Winner Jones. At the top of the key. Mathis with the basketball over to Jones. Jones trying to find an open teammate and tries to go inside to Richardson and knocked away by the Cardinals. Bucks have got 8 seconds left to get the shot off. Can't dawdle here. Over to Jackson. Down to six, down to five. Johnson puts up the shot and going to get a foul called on the Cardinals. Might be a makeup for one that missed down there. And that's going to be on Brianna Baxter, her second. And that'll put Johnson at the line. And Johnson puts up the shot, and it's up and in. Gives her 3 points in the game, and cuts it to a three-point game. Now she can make it a two-point game if she can nail this one. And she does. And so that'll cut it to a 24-22 lead. We have 36 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Kennedy Johnson with the basketball. Johnson driving and going to lay. Oh, nice block there by Winter Jones. Stops the clock with 14 seconds left. They've got 9 seconds on the shot clock, so a 5-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. And inbound pass. And give it to Edwards, puts it up, misses, rebound, and puts it up, misses, and Bucks get the basketball, they've got fired up, and oh, and it was a little too high there, and that's the end of the first half. Trinity Valley 24, Blinn 22, as they go into the locker rooms, and we'll be back with our halftime report. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
All right, as we come back here to the Cruzy Center, just had a nice little halftime free performance by the national champion Blinn Treasures dance team. Doug Brown with you here on the radio. And so glad you could be with us here at the half. It is Trinity Valley leading the Buccaneers 24-22. Blinn actually was leading after the first quarter. Things were looking really good. They were up 16-11. But the Trinity Valley came back and took control in that second quarter. And they outscored the Bucks 13-6. And so that's where we're at right now. 24-22. Trinity Valley in lead for the Buccaneers. Leading score. They've actually done a pretty good job of spreading the wealth, as you might say. Jonisha Neal with 5 points. We've got Chelsea Singleton with 4. Takara Johnson with 4. Nala Richardson with 3. And then you got Winter Jones, Jasmine Jackson, and Tiana Mathis all with 2 each. As far as foul trouble, Janiyah Thomas has got 3. And then you got Jonisha Neal's got 2. Elizabeth Walton, 2, and Chelsea Singleton with 2, and Tyana Mathis with just 1. Everybody else, no fouls yet. On the Trinity Valley side of things, leading scorer is Kennedy Davis. She's got 6. April Edwards with 5. They've got Liddy Mwamba with 4. And then Kira Sanderlin and Emily Jenkins with 3 points each. Brianna Baxter with 2 and Kennedy Johnson with 1. And the only person on their team with multiple fouls, Brianna Baxter with 2. And then they got Mwamba, Sanderlin, and Jenkins with 1 each. So pretty lopsided. Let me just count that up. I didn't even notice this. So double the fouls for Blinn in that first half. Blinn with 10. Dude, Trinity Valley only got called for 5 fouls in that first half. And we've only got 8. And Bucks trailing by 2 here. So not to say there's not to suggest any chicanery, but yeah, that's a big difference in there when they can get that many more trips to the free throw line. As we said, both these teams, as far as the Region 14 Conference coming into this one, Bucks right now in third place at 1 game ahead of Trinity Valley. So if the Cardinals can win this one, that'll put them in a tie with the Bucks for that number 3 slot. But if Blinn can win, they can maintain possession of that number 3 spot there. And Blinn only 1 game out of first. That belonged to Angelina and Kilgore, and Blinn would actually have the head-to-head on Angelina that one, because so far, because the one game they played against each other, Blinn won. And right now, still early though in the conference season, they've got probably 3 weeks or so still left to play, so still a lot to be determined over the next several, as far as who gets what placing in the conference postseason tournament between all the different schools. But Buccaneers unfortunately do that loss of the loss to Kilgore last week really hurt them. And matter of fact, it even dropped them out of the national poll. But hopefully, if we they had a good dominating win over Jacksonville the other night, if they could come back and get a win over Trinity Valley here, hopefully that would put us back in there. So we'll see what happens there. Now, our next coming up next week, a busy broadcast this Monday night. Want to plug the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And we're going to talk Brenham Cubette softball. And matter of fact, we might as well just dedicate the whole, because we're going to be with the Cubettes quite a bit next week. Monday night on the Sports Line, Cubettes will be in studio to talk about the upcoming season. And then Tuesday night, Tommy and I will be out at the at Alumni Field for their season opener as the Cubettes take on Caldwell Lady Hornets. And so join us for that, 6 o'clock for the first pitch, 5:35 pregame here on KWHI. And should be a lot of fun. And then they've got the leadoff classic Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. And so we'll have games from there as well. Ooh. Been doing too much talking today. A lot of yakking going on. But nevertheless, We're going to take another break, and we'll be back with more here from halftime. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham. Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stegan Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin' Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, back we go here as we are about ready. We're into the halftime as Trinity Valley leading the Blinn Buccaneers 24-22. And Bucks coming out to start the second half. They're already out warming up. Trinity Valley's still in the locker room. And they'll be switching sides. Bucks will be going for the second half. They'll be going right to left, and Trinity Valley will be going left to right. And we welcome you in on this Saturday afternoon. Sorry, it's been a long day here. But we're also keeping track. In case you hadn't heard, Burton Lady Panthers has set their playoff game. They're going to play Evadale. That is going to be Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, over in Willis. And so we wish the Lady Panthers best of luck there. Unfortunately, a rough night for the Brenham Cubettes last night as they lost a heartbreaker to Magnolia, 46-44, the final score. And it's kind of hard to win. Let me put it this way. As the old sports doc used to say, it was a game of 8-on-5. If you get my drift on there. and rough ending to what was a really pretty solid season there for the Cubettes. Program is making steps in the right direction. They had probably a couple of losses that maybe shouldn't have, but overall the program has made improvements over the last couple of seasons, and hopefully they'll look to continue that. And, of course, Brenham Cub basketball, big win last night over Magnolia, and now they are keeping it rolling. They're going to play A&M Consolidated on Tuesday night and College Station. And Cubs could possibly clinch a playoff spot there. They're right now number 3 in district. And they have to win to clinch a playoff spot outright. To clinch it outright, they need to either get a win or need. I think it's either Montgomery or Magnolia. I think Montgomery or Magnolia need one of them to lose to clinch the spot. Montgomery and College Station need one of them to lose in order to clinch the spot outright. Otherwise, we might be heading for a playoff there as well, or a play-in game, we should say. We'll see what happens, but we'll keep you up to date on that for next week. And meanwhile, Bucks just got to set things right and get ready to get back to action here. And they need to come out aggressive like they did to start the game. They kind of slacked up a little bit there midway through the second quarter. But they gotta stay on Trinity Valley. They're a team you can't let them hang around. And they proved that even though they were down by a nice margin in that first half, they were able to come back and take the lead. But you know, with good teams, you never can count them out. And so we'll see what happens here in the second half of play. Well, we're just about ready to get things started. We're going to take one final break and be back with the start of the second half. But let's send you to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And we are back and ready to get set here for the second half. Trinity Valley leading the Blinn Buccaneers 24-22 here at the Cruzy Center in Brenham. And I was looking around there. I see our good buddy Jerry Kiki is here. Also, there's another person I was looking for, but I don't see him here. But I'll make mention if he pops in. As we're ready to start the second half. And it'll be Janisha Neal, Chelsea Singleton, Tyna Mathis, Winter Jones, and looks like Takara Johnson is going to start the second half instead of Jasmine Jackson. And Buccaneers will control to start the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Donisha Neal. Who'd he call a foul? It's 4 seconds into the half. Or was he... I didn't call a foul. I don't know what he stopped the clock for. And Buccaneers with the basketball. And Neal Dryland puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Kennedy Davis. Davis bringing the ball up the court for the Cardinals. She will give it over to April Edwards. Edwards drives, turn around, puts it up and in for two. And April Edwards with 7 points in the game. And it's 26-22, Trinity Valley. Winter Jones gets the pass, fires up a three, misses, and a rebound by Kennedy Davis. Cardinals with the basketball. And putting up the shot, missing is Mwamba, and coming down with it is Jonisha Neal. Up ahead, Chelsea Singleton wide open on the fast break, lays it up and in for two. And Chelsea Singleton on the board here. That gives her 6 points and puts it back to a 2-point lead, 26-24. Mwamba over to Davis, drives, passes the ball off to Baxter. Now Baxter over to Edwards. Edwards back out top in a 3-point attempt, missing. And Singleton going to run it down. Back the other way and lays it up and in for two. Chelsea Singleton showing all that speed, and it's now tied 26 all. Cardinals bringing the ball up the court. And a pick set by Baxter, and we're going to get a foul called. And foul is going to be called on Winter Jones. That'll be her first. Sanderlin back in. And now Jackson's going to come in for Johnson. Drive of the lane goes Edwards, puts up the shot, misses, and we're going to get a foul called against the Bucks. That's on Chelsea Singleton, her third. And that will send Edwards to the line, and she hits her first free throw. And hits the second one. Gives her 9 points in the game, and she's the leading scorer on either side. And Trinity Valley now retakes the lead, 28-26. Bucks with the basketball. Jonisha Neal drives, passes out Singleton. Singleton fired up a three, misses. And that is good rebound up to Mwamba. And Mwamba going to get called for carrying the ball. Turnover back to the Buccaneers. And a bounce pass over to Neal. Up ahead to Singleton. Singleton pass back to Jackson, over to Mathis. And over to Neal, back to Singleton. Is it to Jackson? Jackson, turnaround, jumper. Oh, circled the rim and went back out again. And it's going to fall into the hands of Kennedy Davis. And shot put up and missed by Trinity Valley. And rebound, and it goes ahead to Jonisha Neal. Jonisha Neal gets it across half court, comes through, puts it up and in for two. And Neal with 7 points now. We're all tied at 28 apiece. And it's 6:20 left to go here in quarter number three. Backing in is Sanderlin, puts up the shot, misses. And Jonisha Neal with a rebound. And up ahead goes Singleton. Singleton dishes off to Mathis. Mathis puts up the layup, misses. And out of bounds on the Cardinals. And be Buccaneer basketball. And we're going to get Walton checking in for Jones. And Johnson in for Bush on the Trinity Valley side. And Baxter coming in as well. With a pass into Mathis, over to Singleton, over to Neal, and to Jackson. Jackson puts up the baseline jumper, misses, and Bucks were able to save it. Jackson's going to get another shot, and it from the free throw line, missed it again, and it's going to be Cardinal basketball. Yeah. And cross court. And we're going to get a, tripped over her own feet. David, or did she step on the line maybe? And so Davis turns it over, and so it'll be Blinn basketball. And Janiyah Thomas will inbound the ball for the Buccaneers. And over to Walton. Walton baseline. Puts it up and misses the shot. And loose ball on the court. And it's going to be Cardinal basketball. Cardinals bringing the ball up the court. Pass the ball off. That is Edwards. And we're going to get a foul called. That's on Elizabeth Walton. That's her third. And it's also a media timeout on the court, so we'll take it with them and be back. We're tied up 28 apiece. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports spread.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And back we go here. We're tied at 28 apiece with the Blinn Buccaneers and the Trinity Valley Cardinals. Doug Brown with you here on this Saturday afternoon. And as we get back to play here for the Bucs, they've got Takara Johnson as well as Elizabeth Walton, DJ Kincaid, Chelsea Singleton. Yeah, I was trying to see who picked up the jersey number of the last player in there. I think that is Jordan, or is that Janiyah Thomas? Thomas. And a whistle. And a foul was called on Janiyah Thomas. That's your fourth. And so Mathis will have to come back in. Coach Jeff Jenkins not happy with that call there. And cross-court pass to Davis. Davis tries, puts the shot up and in for two. And that's 8 points now for Davis. And Trinity Valley leads it 30-28 over the Buccaneers. Kincaid drives and wants to put up the shot, and a foul call on the Cardinals. Foul on Kennedy Davis, her first. And it's a Walt Moon inbound the pass for Blinn, looking for, finally gets it in to Mathis. It's going to slow the pace down. Spinnick. Clock down to seven. And Johnson tosses the ball over. They got to get the shot off. And Richardson fires it up. It's a three. Oh, Richardson with a big three-pointer. And gives the Buccaneers the lead, 31-30. Second big three of the game for Nala Richardson. And driving lane back the other way goes Johnson. And over to Davis. And puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound. Up and in for two by Baxter, and draws the foul. Foul's called on Johnson, that's her first. And makes the shot. And back out top, and Walton fires up a three, misses, and a rebound by Johnson. Loose ball on the court. Who's going to come up with it? And it's the Cardinals. Should have been a travel in there. No call. And back the other way. And they put the shot up and in for two. That is Kira Sutherland. That's now 35-31. Trinity Valley with 2:50 left to go in the game, in the third quarter. And now Richardson fired up a three, misses, to Johnson, who knocked it out. And none of the refs saw who it went out on, so they got to replay it. That's pretty bad when all three refs miss the call. None of them were looking. And they are going to award it to the Buccaneers after discussion. And kick ball by Davis. And Mawama coming back in. Joni Schmiel also coming back in, as is Jenkins. Clock will stop with 2:39 left to play here in the third. And back out. Mathis fires up a three, misses. And rebound by the Cardinals. And Sam Ellen over, and Jenkins fires up a three, misses, and a rebound. Bucks up ahead, Mathis. Let it go. Oh, ball knocked away at the last second by Sanderlin. And looking for the inbounds pass, and Mathis gets it to Neal. Neal drives, puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound. Nala Richardson called for the foul. And so, that's going to put the Bucks in the bonus. And so that means that Johnson will go to the line. And she misses the first one. One more try here for Johnson. Missed a both, and a rebound by Richardson. And bringing the ball back up the court. And it's Kincaid driving. Perfect shot up and in for two. And a big basket there for DJ Kincaid, her first of the game. Kate will go to line. And hits it. And a That cuts to a one-point game, 35-34. Trinity Valley leading Glenn by one. And we got a whistle. That's a foul on Nala Richardson, her second. And that is going to send April Edwards to the free throw line. And she misses the free throw. Second one. With your 10 points in the game, she becomes the first player on either side to hit double digits. And so it's 36-34, Trinity Valley, with a minute 30 left to play. Here in quarter number three, and Jones almost lost the basketball out of bounds. He's able to get it back and goes over to Mathis, now back to Neal. Neal drives, puts up a layup, misses the shot, but does draw the foul. That's on Davis. That'll be her second. And that'll send Winter Jones to the free throw line for the Buccaneers. And she hits it. And Janisha Neal with 8 points now. Ty Singleton for the team lead in this game. And she hit them both. And that'll give her 9 points in the game. And makes it 36 all with a minute 15 left to go here in the third quarter. Stripped away. And now here come the box. With a chance to retake the lead on this possession. As we're down to 54 seconds. Neal gives it up. And now back out. And Winter Jones going to fire out three misses. And rebound. How about a foul there? No call by the official. And, but on the other end, he just bit. We got over here on the Trinity Valley's end. They knocked one of our girls down to the completely down. No call, and barely get a bump over here, and they get the call. Walton coming back in. Walton will have to be careful. Oh, she's playing with three fouls, and that call was also on Chelsea Singleton. So that takes one of your best weapons out of the game. Four fouls on her. And it was Samuel Lennon. She hit both of her free throws. And it's now 38-36 with 30 seconds left. And with the basketball, Johnson over to Jones. Up to Neal. And Denisha Neal drives, puts it up and up to two. Denisha Neal now with 11 points. And we're tied 38 all with 5 seconds left. And running right by, up and in for two is Davis. And so we go to the fourth quarter. Trinity Valley leads it 40-38. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1019. 1-800-926-7334.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
All right, here we go with the fourth quarter of play as the Trinity Valley Cardinals lead the Blinn Buccaneers 40-38. Doug Brown with you here on this Saturday afternoon. So glad you could join us here on the radio. And we've had a barn burner here. Cardinals will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. And it's Mwamba trying to go inside. Ball stolen away by the Buccaneers. Kincaid gives it up to Mathis. Mathis over to Neal. Neal around to Mathis. Jones drives. Lays it up and in for two. Winner Jones down with 4 points. And we're all tied at 40 apiece. That's Kennedy Johnson with the basketball. Baxter set the pick for her. Now Mwamba gives it out to Jenkins. Back inside to Mwamba. Puts up the shot up and in for two. And Mwamba now has 6 points. And it's 42-40. Trinity Valley retaking the lead. And Johnson over to Jones. Jones thought about Nelly working around, and a three-pointer by Kincaid. And rim rattle won't go, and it's Cardinal basketball. And up and in goes Johnson for two. That's 44-40, Trinity Valley. 8:30 left to play in the game. Jones drives, pass the ball off to Mathis. And an offensive foul call on Glenn. It's on Winter Jones. That's her second. And I'll give the ball back to the Cardinals. Trinity Valley bringing the ball up to court. Drive the lane and pass back out. And the shot is put up and missed by Edwards. And there's... That's it. Like nobody from Lynn touched that. Coach Jenkins, what an appeal there. Jenkins having words with the official, and they fall on deaf ears. And inside. Up and in for two, goes Edwards and draws the foul. And for Janiah Thomas, that's five. And Janiah Thomas is fouled out of the game. As April Edwards goes to the free throw line. And so 47-40. 7:50 left to play. And going inside is Johnson. They call an offensive foul, and Jones Jenkins has had enough. And they're going to give Jenkins a technical foul. Or, well, no, maybe not. I think he was furious. We've got a timeout on the court. He is livid about that last call. And they're going to give a warning to Coach Jenkins. The foul calls have been completely one-sided in this game so far. Win has been called for 20 fouls in the game. Trinity Valley, only 7. That should tell you all you need to know right there. As far, and we're still down only by 7 points. Or wait, make it 21-7. So we've had 3 times as many fouls as they've had, which will tell you all you need to know about this referee squad. They're as bad as the ones the Cubs had to deal with last night. And she fell down, lost the Cubs, or excuse me, Bucks get it back. And over to Johnson. Johnson up and up for 2. And maybe that might put a fire up win as it's down to a 5-point game. And ball almost stolen away by Blinn. Are they going to call it? She was falling down her feet, and are they gonna call her? Well, probably, of course, they are. Another BS call here. And Cardinals are gonna take a timeout. That call is on Winter Jones. And it's gonna be a timeout taken on the court. And they didn't signal, is this going to be a full or a 30? And, well, the cheerleaders are out, so I guess that means it's a full. So, well, although Blinn's already breaking the huddle, so let's just keep it right here. But, yeah. As it's 47-42, we got 6:54 left in the game, so still just a 5-point lead. There's still plenty of time, but I think we're getting frustrated because of the lopsidedness of the fouls here. I mean, just this quarter alone, Blinn has been called for 4 fouls in 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Compared to Trinity Valley, who has yet to be called for a foul here in this third or in this fourth quarter. It's like you're telling me they don't foul. And so we're ready to resume play here. Inbound pass. And it's Edwards with the basketball for the Cardinals. Gives it over to Jenkins. Jenkins drives, misses the shot. And are they actually going to whistle? I'll be darned. They actually whistled one, and that's going to be on Edwards, her first. Bucks with the basketball here. And ball stolen away by the Cardinals. Good defensive play there by Brianna Baxter. And Jones and Neal guarding Davis and pass off to Jenkins. Jenkins drives, nice block shot there by Jackson. And Mathis over to Jackson, back to Mathis. And Tyana Mathis puts it up and in for two. And for Mathis, just her second basket of the game, which is very unusual because she's one of the more reliable scorers on the team. And back the other way, Edwards fires up a shot, misses, gets her own rebound, and puts it up and in for two. And April Edwards with 15 points in the game. And Singleton loses the basketball. They're going to call traveling on the Cardinals. And Sandlin will come back in. Jenkins will come out. And down pass to Jackson. Jackson drives, lays it up and in for two. And Jasmine Jackson with her second basket of the game. And we're down to a three-point lead. .49-46. Cardinals leading Glenn by three. And Edwards puts up a shot and misses. And Mathis comes away with it. Bucks want to bring up. Mathis going to drive. Puts up a shot and going to draw a foul on... That's going to be on Mwamba. That'll be her second. And that'll put Tiana Mathis at the free throw line. And she hits it. 5 points now for Mathis. And misses the second one. Much cut it down to a two-point lead, 49-47. 5 minutes left to play in the game. And Singleton got to watch it. She's playing with four fouls here. And that's what they want to do. They want to run it right at Singleton, which is good strategy. And ball blocked out of bounds by the Buccaneers. Nice shot block there. As we're down to 4:46 left to play. And it looks like a little extra moisture on the court, so they're bringing the towel out to kind of wipe it down a little bit. Inbounds pass. And driving the lane is Johnson, puts it up and in for two. And it's 51-47, Trinity Valley. And Denisha Neal over to Jackson. Over to Johnson. Johnson trying to avoid losing the basketball. And going to get a foul called. And that's on Kennedy Johnson, her first. Well, they got her on the board for two. I only had her for one, but we'll go with what they have. And Winter Jones will come in. Jasmine Jackson will have a break. Winter Jones will bring in the basketball. It's... And does get it, Johnson back to Jones and out to Neal. And over to Jones. We got 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Jones puts it up. Gets a three. Big three-pointer there by Jonesha Neal. She now got 14 in the game, and we're down to a one-point lead, 51-50. Johnson with a basketball. And driving lane is Edwards. And they're going to call a foul on the Bucks. That's on Mathis. That's her second. That one, I can't complain on that. Was actually the right call there. And to clean the rough spot out there. Now they're ready for the free throws. And Edwards at the line. And puts the first free throw. And hits the second one. So Edwards now at 20, or no, 16 in the game, excuse me. 52 to 50. Trinity Valley a 1-point lead. And out to winner Jones. Jones over to Mathis. And back to Singleton, over to Neal. Over to Jones. Jones gonna drive, put it up against the two! Winner Jones with 6 points. Now they're all tied 52 apiece. We said these games with Flynn and Trinity Valley always come down to the wire. Kennedy Johnson on the other end with two. And it's looking like this is going to be... Oh, and Chelsea is... She, coming back and inadvertently ran into Johnson, and that's going to be foul number 5 on Singleton. Singleton, that's number 5, so that 2 bucks that it fouled out in this game. And now the bigger concern now is Kennedy Johnson coaching the trainer over, making sure she's okay. She banged the back of her head pretty hard off the court. And so Elizabeth Walton will come back in. And the trainer's going to have a look at, just to make my guess, run through the protocol. As 54-52, Trinity Valley with 3 minutes left to play in the game. And driving the lane is Edwards. Puts up the shot, up and in for two. You got to guard her. They can't let her have open looks at the basket like that. And it's back to a 4-point lead for the Cardinals. And Neal over to Jones. Jones back over to Neal. In the corner to Mathis. Mathis back to Neal. And puts up the shot and draws the foul. Neal. That's on Mwamba. That's her third. And Bucks actually had the mismatch there. Well, Trinity Valley had the mismatch. We had Jonesha Neal 5'4 on Mwamba 5'11. So Johnson's okay. They're letting her come back in the game. As Neal goes to the line. Neal with 14 points to lead the Bucks. And misses the first one. And hits the second one. That'll give her 15 in the game, and it's now 56 to 53. Trinity Valley with a 3-point lead on the Bucks with 2:20 left to go in the game. And Cardinals working the ball around. Davis with the basketball. And imagine they're going to try to eat some clock time here. Sandlin, travel, no call, misses the shot. Gets her own rebound, and now they call her for a traveling. A delay call. She actually traveled before. To me, what she did before was actually more traveling than what they actually called her for. Go big. Okay, as Bucks bring the ball up the court, trailing 56-53. And gives it to Jones. Jones now going to get called for traveling. And so that stops the clock with a minute 51. And they will work the ball around and drive them in as Edwards. Edwards puts up the shot, misses, and Takara Johnson comes away with a rebound. And loose ball on the court. Who's going to end up with a jump ball? And it's going to belong to the box. And now we've got an injured player down on Blinn. And that's going to bring out our trainer for the Bucks. It's Gene Kirkpatrick. And that is it Mathis? That was Mathis. Mathis trying to shake it off. She's a competitor. You know she doesn't want to come out. And so Bucks are going to call a timeout here. Give her time to see if she can stay in or recover. It's going to be just a 30.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Britom Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And back we go here. And somehow Math is trying to gut this one out. She's staying in the game. After she ended up on the bottom of a dog pile on the floor there. But with the game on the line, 3 seconds, 3-point deficit with a minute 30. You get that little adrenaline rush and that can make the difference to everything. Mathis being double teamed and they knocked the ball away. Does Trinity Valley. And you gotta wonder. Yeah, there's the pass. Goes over to Edwards. Edwards being guarded by Walton. Tries, puts up the shot, misses. And nice block shot there by Johnson. Johnson saves. And it'll be Blinn basketball. She bounced it off of Baxter. And so that Blinn will have the ball back with 57.3 seconds left to go in the game. And pass over to Jones. Jones drives out to Neal. Neal inside to Johnson. And struggle on the floor. And we're going to get a foul called. That's on Baxter. That's her third. And that will send Takara Johnson to the free throw line. Johnson, these are two crucial free throws here with 41.1 seconds left on the clock. And she misses the first one. Denisha Neal over to say something. Just got to relax and hit that. She can at least hit the next one. Apache hit the next one. So I'll give her 7 points. And we're going to get a timeout on the court here. And let's see. And it's a 30-second timeout for Trinity Valley. Let's take it. We'll be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And back we go here. As we got 41.1 seconds left, Trinity Valley with a basketball and a 2-point lead on the Blinn Buccaneers, 56-54. And you better believe the Cardinals are going to try to milk that clock for as long as they can. And it's Edwards at the top of the key, being guarded by Mathis. And they give it over to Johnson. And it's an offensive foul called. And so now it'll be Buccaneer basketball. They got a chance to tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. And Bucks got to play for the last shot here. Neal over to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts it up, misses, and come down with a rebound, and that's going to do it. Trinity Valley's going to walk out of here with a win, 56-54. And so that will move them now into a tie for third place, with each team winning on each other's home court. And we're going to be back to do the final wrap-up. But first, let's get back to the studios. Let's hear 2 minutes from the sports spread.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance, neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center, they do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash, clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
All right, back we go. Your final score once again, the Trinity Valley Cardinals with a 56-54 win over the Blinn Buccaneers. For Trinity Valley, their leading scorer was April Edwards with 18 points in the game. And then also Kennedy Davis with 10 points. And Kiara Sunderland with 7. Kennedy Johnson with 7. Meanwhile, for the Buccaneers, their leading scorer was Jonisha Neal with 15 points. Also, they had Chelsea Singleton with 8 points. And let's see, Takar Johnson with 7, Winter Jones and Nala Richardson each with 6. Bucks won the first quarter 16-11. Trinity Valley came back and won the second quarter 13-6. And then the last two quarters were actually even 16 apiece in both the third and the fourth quarters. And you really want to talk, the difference of the game would have to be the foul calls. Glenn called for 24 fouls in the game. Trinity Valley only called for 14 in the game. So when you got a 10-foul difference there and only lose by 2, that kind of tells you the story right there. And meantime, that is going to do it for us here. Remember, our next broadcast, we've got Brenham Cadet Softball, our season opener. That is going to be coming up on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock for the first pitch, 5:35 pregame here on KWHI. And don't forget, speaking of the Cubettes, we're going to have them on Brenham Sportsline Monday night at 5:35 right here on KWHI. And so that'll do it for us here. And want to thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug Brown saying good night, everybody. Everybody.